This is John Batchelor. Later on, a conversation with Nicholas Wapshot, the author of a new book, Samuelson Friedman, The Battle Over the Free Market. This is an analysis of a column that ran in Newsweek in the 1960s between the Paul Samuelson economist who represented Keynesian economics and the Milton Friedman economist who represented what he called monetarism, that is, the Federal Reserve controlling the amount of money that's in the economy. Keynesianism spends money, lots of it, to revive or propel the economy. Monetarism, as Friedman explained it, controls the amount of money to deal with the inflation monster. This is a debate that went across all of the country and around the world out of Newsweek. And herein, Nicholas describes Samuelson, his origins, and what made him a multimillionaire before he was 30. Nicholas Wapshot, all of this later on tonight. Samuelson Friedman, The Battle Over the Free Market, which continues. Washington likes to spend, that's Keynes. Critics worry it's inflation.
He's offered a scholarship on the understanding that he doesn't continue at his institution, which is Chicago. So he goes actually off to Harvard. He gets a PhD thesis there, which actually wins him the Nobel Prize many years later. The people who came to judge the PhD thesis looked at each other when they read it and said, well, I suppose he's right, is he? We got no idea. I mean, Samuelson was, he had two brains. He was so smart that he understood things which no one else could do. His judgment, that's what we're now discussing, whether he was right about his judgment. But certainly he set the tone for the whole of economics. If macroeconomics was invented by John Maynard Keynes, which it was, Samuelson was the ultimate high priest and the writer of the key gospel, which was Samuelson on Economics, which I read economics. Everybody that I met who read economics bought that book, which costs roughly in today's money $150, revised every 2 years. He made himself a multimillionaire by the age of 30.
Thank you.